Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Dende filling in for Jenks, and we got a bunch of football to talk about coming up in the next hour. We're going to start with our first impression roses, which means we have scanned the NFL slate for this weekend, and we have selected a few winners of the bets that we think we're going to be making. Of course, we will do further research, but these are our first glances and, you know, our first impressions where we look at these numbers like, hey, we got to, you know, do some research into that game because I like that number when I first look at it. 7:20, it's a Wine About It Wednesday. You know I have like 17 things locked and loaded to complain about. And then at 7:40, a real treat, Dari Noka, of the SEC Network stops by to talk all things college football because, believe me, we have plenty to talk about when it comes to college football. All right, Den, so I was just looking at my first impression roses, and I think all four of them are road teams, which is wild. And I was thinking to myself, I have seen like a smattering of articles on the disappearing home field advantage over the course of the NFL. Like, I understand some teams still very much have it. Like, you look at the Bills and like the Eagles, even if you look at like the Chiefs, like some of these teams still have a very distinct home field advantage. But if you look at the course of the league, like the macro picture of all the teams, we've seen this trend where I saw this article about last year where it's not as big of a thing where you look at home teams and you're like, okay, this is a sure bet in the NFL. You don't bet against the home team. I feel like it doesn't matter as much anymore.
No, I think most NFL guys can go on the road and win. The atmospheres are way more corporate in the NFL than they are in the collegiate game, which is fine. Like, I think there's a lot of really good atmospheres in the NFL, but there's not a lot that put fear in the hearts of the opposing team. I can think of four. I'll go four. You get Kansas City, you get Seattle, you get Philadelphia, and you get New Orleans when New Orleans is in the blackout. Yeah, when they're good in the blackout. The blackout thing is like, you know, the blackout in the dome, it like just looks dark and moody and edgy and all of these things. Like, that feels like it might be a little frightening at times to just look out and basically see a sea of blackness in the dome. But outside of that, you know, they have to be good, and they're not going to be good for a number of years.
Yeah, I mean, that's like a home field advantage is not going to negate the personnel on the field. Like, at the end of the day, that's the most important thing. But the only like literature I could find on this was something from last year, and it said since 2020, nearly one out of every five teams have a home record that's worse than their road record. Another three teams have identical home and road records. That means 28% of NFL teams no longer have a quote unquote home field advantage. So as I look at these road teams that I'm backing, I am going to dig my feet in the sand. I'm going to say, listen, it does not matter that these teams are playing on the road.
There are some big lines this week. Like, really big lines.
Oh, my Titans game.
Yeah, that is a...
Have you stumbled on the Titans?
That's a pretty big one. You get that one at 13.5 with the Seahawks being favored. The Giants are 11.5 or 11-point underdogs against the Lions. The Jets are 13.5-point underdogs against the Ravens. That's a lot of double-digit lines. The Bucks are nearly a touchdown underdog against the Rams. Ugh. That's tough for the gambler.
Well, that's the thing. Like, when I do my first impression, like, glance of the slate, I don't spend more than 2 seconds on those games. Like, for me, I see a big spread, and it's just not worth it to me. Like, some of these are warranted. Like, again, I would never advise somebody, like, oh, yeah, the Titans can score more than 13 points. No, they can't. They're terrible. But it's just a lot of points in the NFL. So if we're talking about first impressions, I go to the games that have tighter spread. So here are my first impression roses, Dan, if you are ready. And these are all road teams, like I mentioned. We've got four of them this week. We've got the Eagles laying 3.5 on the road at the Cowboys. I think this is a sell high spot for the Cowboys and an offense that a lot of people saw absolutely explode against a bad Raiders team. I think they're going to be absolutely humbled by this Eagles defense, and I don't think the Eagles are going to have to score that much to win this game against the Cowboys. Next up, we're going to have Browns plus 3.5 at the Raiders. Did you see the Raiders offense? I don't care how bad the Browns are. At least they have a good defense. Steelers plus 2.5 at the Bears. I am sad that I didn't get the plus 3. At least I got it in my teaser, because we've been talking about this, the fact that there is a chance that Aaron Rodgers could play in this game. And plus, I do think the Bears at 7-3 are one of those teams that maybe are a little fraudulent. Like, they've had an easy schedule. They've played in a bunch of close games. So again, like, if you're getting close to a field goal, like, again, I wish this was 3. I do think if the Bears win, it's going to be a close game. And then finally, this one makes me a little nervous, but I'm going to include it anyway because I think it's a good talking point. Colts plus 3.5 at Kansas City. I feel like this will probably be a close game, but it's never super fun to fade the Chiefs at home. So that one I feel a little skittish on. But then of these four, who are you throwing out of the mix here?
So I would be a little skittish on the Colts and Chiefs as well, just because that would then... So the Chiefs have lost 2 in a row already. They need a strong offensive performance because, you know, in the 2 games that they've lost, they scored 21 points and 19 points. It's not good enough for an offense led by Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce and Rashee Rice. Like, you know, you have your full allotment of weapons. I mean, Pacheco's still hurt, but you know, his usage has not been nearly as high this year as it has been in previous years. So you have your full allotment of weapons, and you're not able to score. So that one would make me just a little nervous because I do think there will be some sort of correction, overcorrection, if you will, with Kansas City having a sort of offensive explosion. I love the Steelers at plus 2.5. So I knew you were going to talk about that one, but I'm glad you did. I love that one. I think Pittsburgh's defense is going to be all over Caleb Williams. You know, we saw Pittsburgh's defense a couple of weeks ago take Daniel Jones, who was playing at the time at a really high MVP caliber level, and then denigrate him back to the Daniel Jones that New York was ready to throw out with the bathwater. So what are they going to do against a guy like Caleb Williams, who is pretty... he's still in the development process. That is my very nice way of saying I don't know that he's the smartest quarterback in the world. So when you're disguising pressures, and when you have a guy the capability of T.J. Watt who can get after the quarterback, and when you have the guys in that defensive backfield that are just ball-hawking, you know, players with Ramsey and Porter and the litany of guys that Pittsburgh has out there, it does feel like that they'll be able to get after Caleb Williams and to make his life, quite honestly, miserable. It just is a question of what are they going to be able to do offensively. But I like them at 2.5, so I'm glad you mentioned that one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That was the one that stuck out to me the most. I do like the Browns, too. That one plus 3.5. Myles Garrett has 10 sacks in 3 games. That's insane. Just unbelievable. And that Raiders offensive line stinks. If you have not started praying for Geno Smith, you need to do so immediately, if not sooner. Because he is going to see that mammoth of a human being in Myles Garrett constantly. He is going to destroy and like Myles Garrett might actually have 6 sacks against the Raiders. That sounds like a hyperbole. It's not. He might have 6. I mean, he's had 10 in 3 games. He might legitimately have 6 sacks against the Raiders. They're going to have to triple team him. And he might, like, it's going to be classic. Remember when Aaron Donald was constantly seeing triple teams? Where there'd be plays where he lines up over the center, and then the center and both guards are converging on Aaron Donald. You're going to have to start doing that with Myles Garrett. You're going to have to chip him with tight ends. You're going to have to put a tackle on him, and then the guard's going to have to help, and then maybe you chip him with a running back as well. That's going to be a bloodbath. So that one, that under at 36.5, I think is a very good under, but I would be with you on Cleveland at plus 3.5 solely because they are going to get after him.
Yeah, I was just looking. No sack props up yet on BetMGM, but I know they exist. So when it comes closer to game time, I do think that is a very good angle. Because you're right, the Raiders' offensive line did not look good, and Geno Smith looked absolutely terrible against the Cowboys. So I don't think it's going to go super well for them. But if you look at some of these other games, like, here's the thing about the Steelers, and here's the sabotage factor, I think. We have seen the Steelers defense have a couple good games, but for the most part, this Steelers defense has underachieved in a big way. But I will say, to argue with myself, kind of like Skip Bayless in those videos that I watch on the internet and I laugh at, a lot of these games have been against solid quarterbacks. Like the games they've given up a bunch of points, Justin Herbert, Jordan Love. Are we putting Joe Flacco in that category? I will say this. Joe Flacco is old, but he's at least a smart quarterback. And, you know, the time that the Bengals scored 33 points wasn't the same deal, you know, this last time around where they limited Joe Flacco to 199 yards, a touchdown, and a pick. But my point being is that, you know, some of those quarterbacks are veterans. You know, they are smarter. And I think if you are dovetailing along with the fact that you think Caleb Williams is not on that level yet, maybe it will be tough sledding against the Steelers defense, but my bottom line is just that the Steelers defense has not been very consistent this year.
No, they have not. But I do think they've been playing better as of late. And I think that's going to put a lot of pressure on Caleb Williams. He's going to have to do a lot at the line of scrimmage. And I would imagine that the Steelers coaching staff knows that. And Ben Johnson probably knows that too. But if they were able to really, I mean, that Cincinnati offense, who even with Joe Flacco has shown the ability to put up pretty impressive numbers offensively, they couldn't do anything. So I don't know what Caleb Williams has a, how should I phrase this? He has a tendency to maybe make some really silly throws by trying to do a little too much. I think that's what they'll be able to take advantage of.
Well, here's the other thing. Like, Caleb Williams can still have a quote-unquote, quote, decent game in this one. It's just the problem is the Bears have played in a lot of close games. Like, a lot of their wins have been really tight ones. Like, I'm just looking at the recent ones. You know, they beat the Vikings 19-17 on a walk-off field goal. They beat the Giants 24-20. They beat the Bengals 47-42. Commanders 25-24. Raiders 25-24. So even if you think you come in this game thinking that the Bears are going to eke it out in the fourth quarter again, like, you're getting points in this game. And again, right, this is why I wish you got the three. But if you want to look at another way to bet this, you can put it in a teaser. Because here's the thing. I don't think the Bears are going to be blowing out the Steelers. I do think this is going to be a game for all four quarters.
So it is worth mentioning, Chelsea, that as you look at this, it is plus 2.5, but you're getting plus 100 at plus 2.5, which means maybe buying when available, when buying that half point, maybe not the worst decision in the world. So if you buy the half point, it's minus 130, which is, you know, it's not as good as plus 100, but I feel like minus 130 might be something that is, that's juice that I think is worth the squeeze. So I'd be interested then in potentially taking the hook, buying the hook, buying the half point, and then just taking Pittsburgh at plus 3.
I think where my brain goes is that if it's even money for 2.5, that means you can get a 3 somewhere else. Or it's about to go to 3.
Yeah.
Because that's usually what it means. So I think instead of buying the hook now, you just kind of wait and see. And I understand some of this is based on Aaron Rodgers. Like, if they announce Aaron Rodgers is going to play, like, this 2.5 is probably going to be gone. But I'm looking across the board at, like, other places. There are 3s available. So don't be buying the hook.
What are the as we shop around, what are the prices on those 3s? Is it just like a minus 115, or is it a minus 120?
Yes.
Or, okay.
Minus
right,
150. And that's like literally the first other book that I looked. So like there could be better prices available. So just a PSA, always shop around. Then were there any other games? I didn't ask you your first impression, Roses. Did you have any other games, Dad?
So we did talk about some of the ones that I wanted to add. The one that I did want to talk about, to me, it feels like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are a good football team. I've watched Baker Mayfield. He's played good football. They're talented. They're hurt, but they're talented. So when I see them as nearly touchdown underdogs against Los Angeles, and that Rams team is, that's a good football team. But they didn't play their best game against Seattle. So see them as touchdown underdogs after you had just played a really good game against Buffalo, albeit Josh Allen with Superman towards the end. That stuck out to me, and that's going to be something that I examine, and I might be laying or taking Tampa Bay and the 6.5.
Yeah, I think emotionally I can't play the Bucs the week after. I play them in a teaser against the Bills, and they were winning that game, and then all of a sudden they don't even cover in a teaser. So... Bucks, you broke my heart. No, thank you, please. Maybe next week. All right, coming up next here on the show, it's time to whine about it on a Wednesday. It's next on the Daily Tip.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.